We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. So far, we learned a long braisa that brought down different shittas of when you start saying Mashiv Ruach Mered Hagesha. We had in the braisa Rabbi Yazar Shita holds you start saying it right away the first day of Yontav Sukkos because you learn out from Lulav. Then you had the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseiro, who says that it was on the second day of Chag, because that is when you start having Nisach HaMayim, like it says in the Pasuk, three Pesukim, V'niskeyem, V'nusachecha, and K'mishpatam, which expels out Mayim. Then you have the Shita Rabbi Kiva, holds a sixth day, because that's the day it says V'nusachecha. Those are three Shitas in the Brayis. And Rabbi Yeshua's Shita is that you start Meshas HaNachasa, you put down the Lulav, which was Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what that means. According to Rashi, it meant on the seventh day. After you put down the Lulav, you start saying Mashiv Ruach. And according to Tosfos, it meant the night before Shemini Atzeres. And we'll see Mr. Shem on this staff how to learn the Rav Yeshua and the Mishnah and all the Shittas. It comes out after learning the staff, after learning this Amid, there's six different Shittas in there. Let's go further first before that. Talking about Tanya. Another Makar to Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. Tanya. Rav Nosson Eimer, it says in the Pasuk by Parashas Tomid, by Kodesh HaSeich Nesech Sheichar LaHashem. So it says twice Loshon HaSeich Nesech, which means two pourings, two libations. V'shnei Nesuchim HaKos V'daber. The Pasuk says two Nesuchim, which is two pourings. Echad Nisuch HaMayim, Vech Nisuch HaYayin. One is referring to Nisuch HaMayim, which is doing Sukkos, and the other one is referring to Nisuch HaYayin. Emer Tevar Dechamra, maybe they're both wines. There's two pourings, maybe they're both wine. Imkein Lichtev Kro Oy HaSeich Oy Nesech Nesech. Why is it changed the Loshon? My HaSeich Nesech? Shamino Chad HaMayim V'chad HaChamra. Even there, it's different. One is Maya and one is Chamra. Are you going to ask me, this is talking about Tamid, so why Tamid you don't pour water, it's only on Sukkos. How do you know what to on Sukkos? So the Gemara Sri asked the Kasha, and the Gemara Sri says, there was something on Unasacheha of Rabbi Kiva also, that since it says Unasacheha there, which sounds like two pourings, which is a pasuk on Sukkos, but we didn't know, maybe both are Chamra. So that he uses Hasech Nesach to teach us that one's Chamra, one's Yain, they're two different pourings, not the same thing. One is water and one is wine. Akapanim, those are all the drashas that teach us about Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. So now the Gemara has a question. It says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Masechta Sukkah, Nisuch HaMayim Kol Zayin. That Nisuch HaMayim, you poured water on the Mizbeach all 7 days of Sukkos. So which Mandi Yom is that? Mani. I Rabbi Yeshua. It's going to Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua holds that we start saying Mashiv Ruach HaShemini Atzeres, or maybe Erev Shemini Atzeres. So, Irav Yeshua, name it Chad Yoima. It should be Nisuch HaMayim only one day. So, what does that mean? These words are a little bit hard to understand. So, the Mashal learns, Pshat in these words are, that if you go and coin to Rav Yeshua, so Nisuch HaMayim should be only on Shmini Atzeres. That's what he says. Bahi Chad Yoima, Dr. Mashal, Akochu was Shmini Atzeres. The Rav Yehu, who did the Brice Nabi, Dom Mashas HaNachasoi, he Arvish Shmini Atzeres. The Rav Yeshua, the Brice Nabi, Dom Mashas HaNachasoi, who Arvish Shmini Atzeres. So he's saying that the Gemara's kash is then it should be Shmini Atzeres. It's a little bit shvek because it's the other way around. You learn out on Mashiv Ruach from Nisuch HaMayim, you don't learn Nisuch HaMayim from Mashiv Ruach, but that's the Gemara's kash. Somehow Girsa Irav Yeshua, you shouldn't say it at all because it's Mashiv Ruach Nisuch HaMayim at all because you don't start Mashiv Ruach until on Shmini Atzeres. So kash number one is which Mandi Amma is this Mishnah in Sukkah? Irav Yeshua name Echad Yom, say only one day, only Shmini Atzeres. I Rabbi Kiva, you only start on the sixth day in Nisuch HaMayim. Trey Yoimi. I Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Beseira, Shisa Yoimi. It's only 6 days. Why? Because it starts on the second day and then it goes to the end. It's only 6 days. So who is the Mishnah in Sukkah that says that Nisuch HaMayim 7 days? Let's cheshbon it out. It's not Rabbi Yeshua, because Yeshua holds you start Mashiv Ruach after Sukkos. It's not Rabbi Kiva, only holds you start Nisuch HaMayim on the sixth day. That's why you start Mashiv Ruach that day. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Beseira. Because Rebbe Meseira holds you start on the second day. So it's only 6 days total of Sukkah. So who's Mandi on the seventh day? Ah, yeah, good cash, Moshe, that the Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer holds you start on the first day. You start on the first day saying Mashiv Ruach, the first day of Sukkah. So maybe that's what it means. So Rashi asks this question, and then later on Rashi. And Rashi says, that was Pasha that could stim like Rebbe Eliezer. That wasn't a question. We're trying to stim like other Mandi Amrim. That's what the Rashi has, a little bit of a doichik. There's a Tosfos that Beis HaMaveis, there is a Omar that says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you also only start off on the second day. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Omar says, Pirish Svirle the Nisach Lehav Ad Vesheni. Now, how did Tosfos know that? So I saw on a farsh ma'achahu that he said that because how do we? It's a marzah for Rav Eliezer learns that from lulav. Why do they learn from lulav not from nisach ha'mayim? So teretzu nisach ha'mayim only starts the next day. So you see, also Rav Eliezer also holds only starts on the second day. Akapana b'kash is who's this mishnah in sukkah like? Zokdom lo elam rehudim b'mseiri. Maybe it's rehudim b'mseiri starting the second day. B'svir leik Rav Yehuda d'mastisim, and he holds like the Rav Yehuda in the mishnah in sukkah the tanan. Rav Yehuda imer beloy goyim anasa kol shmeina. Rav Yehuda in Sukkah says, there's two machlokes then. First of all, he says, below Yehoyim and Asich, and not a different amount. And number two is, kol Shmoina. Rav Yehuda held that you do Nisach HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres. So he held like that on the Yom, you do on Shmini Atzeres Nisach HaMayim, but he holds you don't do on the first day, Rav Yehuda Maseir. So Mafik Rishon Ma'al Shmini. The Teretz is like this. It says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, 7 days of Nisach HaMayim. You know what it means? It starts on the second day of Sukkot. Then the second day of Sukkot through Shmini Atzeres is 7 days. That's what it means. So it's like halfway, like each mandiyama here. So Lemara's kasha is that doesn't make sense either. Why do Hudim Seira hold? It starts on the second day and it goes through the eighth day. What would be pshat on that? My star reaching the law, the Ramizi, Maya Vesheni, Hudim Ramizi. Why, if you have Yehudim Seira, does it start Nisim Maya start on the second day? Because on the second day is when the Ramazim, the illusion in the Torah, to Nisim Maya starts on the second day. Shmini Nami Yikiri Mizi Maya, but Shvi Dermizi. It says Kemishpatam on Shvi. So why would you do it on Shmini? Like, why would Shmini be better than Rishon? So I don't like that Pshat either. The Gemara says, Elos, what is Pshat in the Mishnah and Sukkah? It says 7 days. We have no Mandi Armor like that. He said maybe Rabbi Eliezer according to Rashi, but which Mandi Armor is it? The Gemara says Elos, it could be Rabbi Yeshua. If you're Rabbi Yeshua, why is Nisach HaMayim 7 days? But Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva Hilchos Hagemir Eloi. It's a local Moshe Mesinai. The Omer Rav Ambi, Omer Rav Yechonam, Shum Rav Nechunya, Ish Bekas, Beis Charos. So we had this a bunch of times in Masechta Sukkah. And he said there's three Lacha Moshe Mesinais, three unrelated Lacha Moshe Mesinais. Esen Atiyos, which is halacha regarding Shemitah, that if you have a field with Esen Atiyos and Beisah, the little saplings, you're allowed to, even though usually 30 days before Shviz, you're not allowed to plow, but these things, because they're going to get ruined, you're allowed to plow around them. Arava is, we know it used to bring the Arava on the seventh day, Be'ikir, but even every day in Beis Mikdash, they brought Arava. That's all Lacha Moshe Sinai. But Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaMayim is also Lacha Moshe Sinai. So really, we're answering this. Really, the 7 days has nothing to do with Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem. It's Lacha Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Shua is the Man Diyama. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira or Rabbi Kiva, because they both say that's only less days. So it can't be them. But it could be Rabbi Shua who holds that you say Ma'aseh Ruach starting after Sukkot, so the 7 days are local Ma'aseh Mesinai. And like we said, Rashi said it could be Rabbi Eliezer also. Zokting Amar Avaita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Shum Rabbi Yeshua. So at the end of the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda says B'Shum Rabbi Yeshua. We also had this Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah also as well. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Shum Rabbi Yeshua. Ha'ovel afnei teva b'yom tov achren shelchag. The one who davens for the Omid on Shmini Atzeres. So who says Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem? So Rabbi Yehuda B'Shum Rabbi Yeshua says Ha'achrei Maskir. The Baal Musaf says Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem. HaRishon in the Maskir. The Baal Shachar still says Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem or nothing. Don't say Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem. HaRishon in the Maskir. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, HaRishon Maskir. The Baal Shachar says Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem. HaAchrei in the Maskir does not say Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem. So this is Rabbi Yehuda B'Shum Rabbi Yeshua. Now which Rabbi Yeshua is this? Hey, Rabbi, we know, so far, we know two Rabbi Yeshuas. We know Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah that says, if for those that forgot the Mishnah, I'll read it to you, Rabbi Yeshua, Eimer, miyomte va'achrein shel chag. He starts saying, on the last day of chag, which is Shmini Atzeres, he starts saying, Ma'aseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem. And we have a braisa that says, Meshas Hanachosai. So which Rabbi Yeshua is this? When we say, Rehudav Shem Rabbi Yeshua. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Ilem Rabbi Yeshua, Demasisim, Meit Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. No, it's not good. Why? It sounds like you start Shachris already. It says on Shmini Atzeres day, you start saying Ma'aseh Ruach. It sounds like even in the morning. So Rehuda B'Shem Rav Shua can't be that Rav Shua. Elo, may Rav Shua Debraisa. No, it doesn't work either. Homa M'Shas HaNachasoy. It says when I put down the lulav, I start saying Ma'aseh Ruach. What does that mean? Again, that's M'Shas HaNachasoy Chalik's Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learns it means B'yom HaShvi, you start already. Kohen Taisvis means the night before. But either way, it's not Rabbi Yehuda B'Shum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shum Rabbi Yeshua said that you start by Musaf, and neither Rabbi Yeshua stems with that. So, another kasha. Besides, so we don't know who this Rabbi Yeshua is. Vesu, other Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shum Ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda says a different lashon here. Rabbi Yehuda said B'Shum Ben Beseira. Ha'ivav Pnei Atev Yom Tavachas Shachag Ha'achrei Maskir. The Achron says, Mashav Ruach. Hey, Ben Maseiro. Which Ben Maseiro? You learn who Ben Maseiro. If it means Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseiro, Ha'amah B'Sheinu B'Chagum Maske. It says he started on the second day of Sukkot. So, which Ben Maseiro is that? Amar Nachman Yitzchok. Both kashas answer each other. It's a new shita. Tehev Rabbi Yeshua Ben Maseiro. New Tana. The name is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Maseiro. Now, why do you call him sometimes Ben Maseiro, sometimes Rabbi Yeshua Ben Maseiro? What's the difference? Zimn the Karalei B'Shmei. You call him Rabbi Yeshua. V'zimn the Karalei B'Shmei Da'av. Sometimes you call him by his father's name, Ben Maseiro. What's the difference? From a kamid l'smichu, before he got smicha, he called him by his father's name. Well, the boss is l'smichu, after he got smicha, we call him Rabbi Yeshua because he got smicha. So it comes out, there's a new shita, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Maseiro holds by Musaf. So how many shitas do we have when you start saying Mashav Ruach? You have six shitas. Shita number one is Rabbi Eliezer, holds when you start saying it? The first day of Yontif. What's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseiro's shita is? The second day of Yontif. Rabbi Kiva shita? The sixth day of Yontif. What's Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa shita? Which either means Shvi or the night. That's a fourth Shita. Fifth Shita is Rabbi Shua of our Mishnah, which says in the morning. Sixth Shita is Rabbi Shua Ben Maseiro, which says by Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. Six Shitas total that say the different Shitas of when we start saying Mashav Ruach or Merida Geshem. Now, there are other things besides for Geshem that happens from coming from the sky that helps the stuff grow. And what are the other two things? Tal and Ruchais. Tal is dew, and Ruchais is the wind. The wind also helps, it dries everything evenly. It's like a blower. The Ruchais help everything grow. So why don't we mention those two things as well in our tefillahs? We masker the Tal should fall correctly, and the Ruchais should happen correctly. So Dr. Bryce, Tada, the Tal of Ruchais, Lechai v'cham l'hasker. Chom v'nat v'chayev to be maskered. In Bala Haske, if you want to mask a masker, no problem. You want to say Tal, good, say Tal. You want to say Mashav Ruach, say it, whatever you want. My time. What's the problem? We're Mechayiv to mask these things. Omer Chanin al Fisha Eina Netzarim. Because these things never stop. The world cannot be Mechayim without Ruchais and Tal. You never have a drought of Tal or a drought of Ruchais. They're always around. You always have them. And therefore, you're not masking them. That's what Gemara says. So Rashi asks, so why do we say Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem? So Rashi says that Ruach is like part of the Geshem. When we mask in the Geshem, it needs the Ruach in order to help the Geshem. So that's within Geshem, that Mashav Ruach. But of course, it's not Ma'akiv. I've seen the Gemara on my base, the Torah speaks out here. Mashav Ruach will not be Ma'akiv. It won't be essential to say Mashav Ruach. You say Merida Geshem, it's good enough. The same thing for Merida Tal in the summer. It won't be essential. If you miss Merida Tal, you yaitzah, because a Tal does not have to be mentioned, and neither is Mashav Ruach. Zot the Gemara, what's the makar that Tal never stops? Tal manolam, loy matzah. How do you know Tal never stops? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, well, Yohan Avi, he went to warn Achav that he doesn't repent and fix his ways, there's going to be a drought for 3 years. And Kachava, he didn't listen. From Toshvei Gilad told Achav, he tells him that we're not going to have any rain. El Achav, Chai Hashem Elkei Yisrael, he makes a shua, Asher Amati Lefonov, Im Yih HaShalom Eila, Tal Umata Kimut V'dvaroi. There won't be any rain or dew, only for my words, Hashem says. A shua. After 3 years, it says, after three years, that go back to Achav. Vahi yom rabim udvar Hashem hoya elyo b'shana ashlishis in the third year. Leimar lecha heyra'e el Achav ve'etna matar apnei adama. Go show yourself to Achav. I'm going to return the matar to the land. Ve'ilu tal lekamale. It doesn't say that I'm returning the tal. My time. I wanted to return the tal. Moshum the loy matzar never stopped. The tal never stopped. It never ended. So what you see, Tal never stops. That's what you see. Great thing, Marakasha. If that's the case, why do you warn him when you give him the warning in the Shua? He said, Chai Hashem Akvi Tal Amata. Yichimiachad Lema'ata El Yo Ishtabu Ilamalei. So why did he make a Shua on that? And the Achrayim asked, he could ask him even better. It's not even true. He made a Shua, he's not going to be Tal Amata. Tal never stops. You have to even ask a better Kasha. So Zog Mar Hoch Kamalei. Afilu Tal De Bracha Nami Loi Osi. That when he said no tal, it's not going to be tal the bracha. There's a different type of tal. There's a dew that just like softens the ground. There's another dew that helps things grow. There won't be tal the bracha that helps things grow. That won't be. So very thing Gemara, lahadur tal the bracha. So when he said it comes coming back, say that tal the bracha was coming back. That's the one that stopped. Say it's coming back. And for the Gemara, Shloim Minkur Milsa, because you can't tell the difference. And Achav is a Rosh, Rashi says, and he won't be moided that it came back. He'll say, yeah, it was always here that Tal the Bracha. It just it was because of the rain that it didn't work. So therefore, you don't want to say it's coming back. So I can ask me, so why did he say it's not going to be here? The Tal is not going to be, the Tal is not coming at all. So that's a good kasha, which the Mashah and others ask. And you have to say that by the beginning, when nothing grew, so then he could trust there's no Tal, nothing's growing. But when it came back, he could tie in a really Tal the Bracha was here the whole time. Just the reason why it didn't grow is because of the rain. Barak upon him. What's that? What do we see from here? That the Tal never stops. The Tal never stops, and therefore we are not maskir the Tal. Therefore we're not maskir the Tal. Talk to Gemara Vait. Then how do you know that Ruchais also never stops, the winds? Ruchais no longer matter. Matsri. How do you know Ruchais never stop and you always have the wind? The pasuk says like this. Ki ka'arba Ruchais Hashemayim. It's the middle of a pasuk. Ki ka'arba Ruchais Hashemayim pirasti eschem lum Hashem. So Pashtar means, on the four corners of the world, four sides of the world, I spread you out. Talking about Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, I spread you out on the four sides of the world. But the Gemara has a question. What's ki arba ruchas? It's ba'arba ruchas. In the four sides of the world, I spread you. My kamalu. Ilay mahal kamalu. Akash baruch Yisrael. If it means Akash baruch Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Dibar sinhu. Ba'arba ruchi dama. I spread you out on the four sides of the world. So yachi ki arba ba'arba ba'ilay. I spread you out on the four sides of the world. What's ki arba? This is what pasuk means. I'll read the outside first. Just like the four ruchos of the olam need, just like the four sides of the world need the wind, they need the wind. Just like the four winds, same thing. Klal Yisrael has to be also on the four sides of the world. Why? Just like the world cannot be meskayim, can't last without wind. The world cannot last without Klal Yisrael. Therefore, we have to spread the Klal Yisrael around the whole world. The world is not possible without Klal Yisrael. Says, if not for the bris, the Klal Yisrael, the whole world wouldn't last. We need Klal Yisrael. And that's what Pasuk means. Just like Arba Ruchais, the world can last without it. Same thing, Klal Yisrael, the world can't be without it. So what do you see? That the world cannot last without the wind. So you see, the wind never stops. So we have in Makar here that Tal, the wind never stops, and therefore we don't have a daven for it because it doesn't need askara. Anyway, it does not stop, and therefore the askara of those two things, Tal and Ruchais, are not ma'akev.